From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At this hour, an attack in Dhaka, back in Bangladesh. Police in Bangladesh say gunmen have opened fire at a restaurant in the diplomatic zone of the capital of Dhaka and have taken people hostage. The United States State Department confirmed on Twitter that a hostage situation is taking place at the Holy Artisan Bakery. That's in the diplomatic enclave. It urged people to shelter in place and monitor the news. Bangladesh has seen a series of attacks in recent months, most targeting bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, otherwise known as the AQIS, has claimed responsibility for many of these attacks. On Thursday, the United States declared the AQIS as a foreign terrorist organization and called its leader, Asim Umar, a specially designated global terrorist. State Department said the terrorist designations are meant to prohibit Americans from engaging in any transactions with the group or Umar. Designations also freeze any assets or property under U.S. jurisdiction that are tied to AQIS. Now, it was only yesterday that a Hindu priest was hacked to death in Bangladesh. It's the third Hindu temple worker to be killed in Bangladesh in recent weeks. There is still no indication, of course, whether or not the incident yesterday is tied in any way with what's going on in Bangladesh right now. The government yesterday launched a sweeping campaign to counter these attacks, arresting nearly 5,000 suspected militants. Human rights groups have condemned the arrests. Last week, a leading Islamic group in Bangladesh issued a fatwa or religious decree condemning terrorism and militancy, including attacks on non-Muslims. Now, we'll keep you updated on these events as we receive information. We invite you to check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Speaking at a summit in Colorado on Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently. She says, "I fully expect to accept their recommendations." Lynch also said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband, that took place on the tarmac of an airport in Phoenix.
"The issue is, how does it impact the work that I do and the work that the Department of Justice does? And I certainly wouldn't do it again. Because I think it has cast this shadow over what it should not, over what it will not touch. And that's why, as I said, I think it's important to talk about how this matter will be resolved and how the review and how the determinations and decisions will be made."
Many Republican lawmakers say the meeting may have compromised the email investigation, which they say has already complained was not being handled impartially. Some Democrats have also said the meeting was improper. The U.S. State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report shows that improvements have been made in Thailand. The country moved up out of the group of most serious offenders, though the report indicates that there is still room for improvement. Africa continues to be a major source and destination for human trafficking of all kinds, from forced labor to sexual slavery. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The State Department says the ratings are based more on the extent of government action to combat trafficking than on the size of the country's problem. A significant number of African countries remain at the lowest possible ranking. Susan Coppedge, a senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State, said the migrant crisis that saw more than a million Africans, Iraqis, and Syrians flee to Europe last year has had a negative effect. She said the U.S. is trying to help the destination countries screen for trafficking victims.
"So the migrant crisis creates a whole new pool of individuals who are vulnerable and susceptible to trafficking. If they are stateless or without documents or without jobs or without their families, they become vulnerable to the false promises that traffickers can give them for jobs or safety or shelter."
The report notes that in 2015, six African nations improved or introduced anti-trafficking legislation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Once again, for more on these stories, voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.